This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Starting to show its face out there. A full moon last night, by the way.
It was
crazy.
Nice.
Yeah. Did it get wild?
It rained a little bit last night, too.
A little. It rained all damn day.
All
man.
Day, but I mean, at night it rained a little bit. Yeah.
That's always nice to go to sleep to. Fesco, Dusty, Mac with you. What's this game, Buffalo? Outside of left tackle, what's Bob Fesco looking at?
Another win.
Okay.
Another win for the Chiefs. No, I think this is going to obviously be
Thank God you had something to say. I was like, is he serious? Because I don't know.
No. It's
serious? I don't know. Seriously,
yeah, yeah. I don't know. Not seriously. That guy was clearly fake. But I know people hate us. I don't get worried anymore with the Chiefs. The only thing is, if they go out there and they play the game that they're capable of playing, they're going to beat everybody in their way. And again, I sound very arrogant, you know, by saying that. And I'm sure there are people losing sleep, but it's a regular season game. It's not the postseason.
Back it up, buddy.
I know, and they do, and they back it up every time. Like every time you think, oh boy, they're going to get exposed, they don't get exposed. And so I don't really worry about anything. Yeah, left tackle obviously is a concern, and it should be a concern for all of us. And I think it is a concern, you know, inside the organization. I think they're looking around trying to potentially make a move and see what they can do. And a lot will be, I think, determined based on what happens this week, whether or not you go out to get somebody that's kind of sitting on their couch and doing their thing. But, you know, I'd like to see, you know, the passing game kind of click a little bit. Xavier Worthy, I'm ready for him to get back kind of into the fold. I thought he would last week, and they tried to get Xavier Worthy back into the fold because I think they're going to need Xavier Worthy down the stretch with that speed. So he's a guy that I'm kind of concerned with right now, losing a little bit of confidence because his last two games have been weak. I mean, they really have. Like, he didn't know where the sideline was in either game. And so I think Xavier Worthy for me is kind of the guy that I'm looking at like, come on, man, let's go. Let's get started a little bit, you know?
You kind of need him to arrive.
Yeah, like he arrived in week one, right?
Do you think it's more so the chemistry's not there, or do you think it's more so rookie play?
I think it's rookie play in the NFL. I do.
I had him a couple times and hit him. So that kind of lets me believe that they're just not on the same. I mean, I don't. I could go back if I really wanted to and watch the old games with him and Tyreek Hill. I don't know how long it took to click. But again, like, he was thrown to Tyreek Hill in practice for a year without even starting. Yeah. So they had a full year. And I know ones don't. We can get real, real critical here. But, like, come on. Like, he was throwing him. But I mean, the thing is like, I wonder about that. Cause I mean, I think you're right about Xavier Worthy. I think it is time. Like, we're a week 10 in the NFL.
You're
man.
No longer a rookie at this point.
You're on the platform of like, this team is about greatness. If you want to stick around and hang around on this team, you got to like start performing like you're one of these players. And I think that he's going to, I think the speed is too great. It's all worldly for Worthy with that 4.2 speed. And I think that we've seen flashes of it in that LA game. I mean, he caught that beautiful pass right in the bucket.
Right.
And like you said, the last 2 weeks, like, I mean, I think last week Mahomes had him. He just didn't put it there.
Right.
Now, again, Some people would say, well, he's a little, you know, dainty on the ankle. There's a little bit of left tackle worrisome. So he's not as, you know, which I think is a little bit on Mahomes and a little bit on Worthy, but eventually that will click and it'll be like butter, like bread and butter.
But you know, I don't need the deep ball, dude. Like, I just give me the slants over the middle, you know, like Rashee Rice was doing.
Like, see, I like him going over the middle because it takes one pop and then all of a sudden it's
but
like,
are you allowed to really hit anybody over the middle anymore? You
ask
know?
Chris Olave.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, but the, how many flags flew out after that? I see
the most I've ever seen.
Yeah, I never seen. Yeah,
but and that's the Saints' number one guy. And right. I don't want to see Xavier Worthy. I want to see Xavier Worthy do those, you know, hell, third and five. Outside, yeah. Boom, yeah. They get out.
Quick plays. Like, I don't need the 40-yard pass for Xavier Worthy. Mm-hmm. I just need to kind of work him back into the offense and get his kind of confidence up because I think they are going to need him, you know, as we get closer and closer towards the end of the season. Yeah, you know, Hopkins has been a nice addition.
Off. He gets him honest.
Yeah, he does.
You see one out there, you're like, okay, he could go.
He could go deep.
And then you've got DeAndre underneath or, you know, Travis Kelce underneath or whoever may be up. Is there some – or go ahead.
So I was just going to say, there's just a little – I mean, it's not, I'm not losing sleep
but
over Xavier
Worthy. But what a great thing to have to worry about.
Exactly. I mean, we're living in the penthouse right now. Right. And the carpet needs to be vacuumed or something.
Can we focus on the carpets?
Yeah.
Mac, is there something that you were worried about in this game outside of left tackle?
Yeah, kind of in the same vein as Bob, but more so towards the running game. Last week was the first time the Chiefs offense had the running game stifled, and that's been the straw that stirred this drink offensively. Mm-hmm. So if the Bills decide to stack the box like the Broncos did and sell out to the run and the Chiefs don't have the horses outside right now to make the passing game, really something that's threatening. That's something that worries me. I think Juju helps that quite a bit this week.
I like him coming back.
Yes.
I think that's a good addition back into this offense. Take a little pressure off of Worthy a little bit. You know, he doesn't have to be the guy now. Now he's behind Kelce. He's behind DeAndre Hopkins. And now he's kind of behind Juju Smith-Schuster as well.
Yep.
So you can kind of be that fourth guy. But I just want to see some confidence develop to him this week.
Yeah, I think that's a massive addition when you look at, obviously, we're not going to see Juju have the 7-for-130 because he doesn't need to do that, but he does take pressure off DeAndre Hopkins, takes pressure off of Travis Kelce, and then all of a sudden when you forget about the other three, then there's your wish come true where it's like, oh, shoot, he's already in the backfield. Mm-hmm. Like, he's deep.
Yep.
I'm focused on the linebackers this week. Obviously, my man crush and love for Josh Allen is there, but it's because of the linebackers that I'll be watching because of Josh Allen. Like I mentioned earlier, watch the game. When it's 3rd-and-2, 3rd-and-3, 17. He's going to either, it's going to be an RPO. Mm-hmm. He's going to run it more than he's going to throw it. And with Nick Bolton, Drew Tranquil, and Leo Chenault coming off the biggest game of his life, and he's arrived, man. Like, now you're going to be the, like.
Can Chenault make a bigger play?
No. Yes.
He blocked the Super Bowl extra point.
The only play that would be bigger is one of two options. Strip sack, fumble return for a touchdown to win the game against Buffalo, pick six against Buffalo and Josh Allen, and he like stiff arms Josh Allen on the way to the end zone. That'd be the bigger play. I mean, other than a blocked field goal with 1 second left.
Which is harder to do, a strip sack, return for a touchdown, or blocking a kick? I think blocking a kick may be one of the most difficult things to do in the NFL, right?
Well, you know, you prepare for it and practice for it, so it's actually not that hard.
Right, yeah. No, God, it's hard. You can prepare and practice for all you want. You got to go out there and do it. And he did it.
Like, but, I mean, you're going to see this Sunday at 3:25 on CBS, they're going to do a focus player on Leo Chenault.
Oh, of course they
Nick
are.
Bolton's going to have a big game. Drew Tranquil is going to have to close the outside, and Leo's just going to have to play like a nut that he is. And that's not a bad thing. It's just that's what his sort of play is. Like, he likes to enforce pain, and he likes to be that hard-hitting guy. This is your dream matchup. This is the game where these linebackers have to be that guy, because if they get past the second level with Josh Allen, it opens up so much. It puts your safeties on their heels, and I don't need Justin Reed to play up too much because they can sneak behind you as well. Now, we know that they're going to be without Coleman. Coleman's done for the game.
Yep. Yeah.
Kincaid did not practice yesterday. Right. We'll see him probably progress throughout the week to where he'll be a limited participant Friday. Friday is obviously, you know this already, the big day for practice, but man, those linebackers this week have a really big game to shine, and I'll be watching them, and I kind of worry about them, not in a necessarily a bad way, but I worry to see if they're going to be able to live up to the notion that is, here comes big 6'6", 6'5", Josh Allen. You know what he's going to do. He doesn't have a lot of targets. He's going to run the ball and try to keep the ball in their possession, because turnovers are going to be the key to this game. If Mahomes has one of those dummy-o interceptions, it's going to sting. If Allen gets hit or throws a pick, it's going to sting Buffalo. And you know whoever has time of possession longer is going
to
win this game.
Well, it's also up to Nick Bolton, too. This needs to be a big game for Nick Bolton. Like, we're starting to get to that point of the season where it's contract time for Nick Bolton, right?
Yeah.
You got to pay him to stay here. You got to pay him to go somewhere else. If he goes out neutral, because I think he's the spy, I would imagine he's the spy kind of on Josh Allen this week. Like, if he goes out there and Josh Allen doesn't do anything with his legs, then you're looking at Nick Bolton. You're going, okay, we got ourselves a fight. find here. Let's sign this contract now with Nick Bolton. So I think he's playing for a contract. I think Nick Bolton needs to have big games and big moments, and this is the biggest regular season moment you can have. Go out there, dominate Josh Allen.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.